Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago, and we're here till 5 a.m. And it's Friday, so that means Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. We've got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy. All of the regular Friday features are upcoming. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. All right. We are I'm very happy to bring back to the show some guests from the Brightside Theater. They have a production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which is opening the Friday after Thanksgiving on the 23rd of November, and it runs through December 9th. We've got a couple of cast members from the show and the artistic director of the Brightside Theater and the director of the show, Jeffrey Cass. Let's welcome him to the show first. Jeff, welcome back.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
I'm good. Now, we're breaking with tradition here because we're off next week. And normally, when we interview you, it's the morning that you open.
Yeah, you've got me a little nervous because I feel like we should be having an opening night tomorrow, but we still have another week.
We still have another week. Well, I'm on vacation for Thanksgiving next week, so we wanted to definitely get you in to talk about this. Before we bring in a couple of the cast members, let's talk. First of all, tell everybody about Brightside Theater. I love to tell everybody about it, so please do.
Yeah, so Brightside Theater, we're just in our opening our 8th season, and we perform in the historic downtown district of Naperville at the Miley Swallow Theater, which is a great venue. It's a 3/4 thrust stage, so it's very intimate. It only seats about 200 people. And we perform musicals and comedies. We have 3 main stage productions a year and a kids program. And, yeah, that's what we've been doing out there in Naperville.
It's outstanding that you're bringing theater out to Naperville. And the youth project thing is really cool. You guys have been doing that for a while, too.
Yeah, since our second season, yeah. And in fact, Joseph kind of combines an element of the youth program because Joseph has a children's choir. So we turned to our Brightside Theater Youth Project kids to be part of that choir along with 3 other area schools that we've partnered with their school choruses to join us as well.
Oh, that's great. That's really, really great. Well, you guys are doing Joseph, yeah. The Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which is a terrific show. You know, obviously, Tim Rice, Andrew Lloyd Webber, and it was a classic show for many years. And then that time in the 90s when Donny Osmond had that run, that's when it came back and took off.
That's right. Yeah, I saw that production 16 times.
Did you really? I saw it three times, Jeff. I saw it 3 times.
It was here forever.
It was.
It's fun. The show is fun.
That's
what's fun about it. I mean, like, you can just go and have a good time. You
know? Yeah. Well, tell everybody about Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat for people who might not be familiar.
Yeah, so like you said, it's an Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, and it's for the most part completely sung through, but it's all different types of music. It has, you know, traditional type of musical theater music, but then we've got country music, we've got like French, a French cabaret singer, we've got the Pharaoh, who is a striking resemblance to the King of Rock and Roll, and his music is very much in the vein of Elvis. So, and then at the end is the Mega Mix, which kind of just amps up everything, and, you know, we review the whole show. But it is the telling of, from the Old Testament, of Joseph and his 11 brothers and his coat that he received from his father, and his journey from kind of being exiled from the family for being the favorite to his rise to success in Egypt. It's a fun, family-friendly show. Like I said, we've got kids playing the children's chorus along with the 19 actors, professional adult actors on stage. We've got 30 kids per night joining us.
Wow.
It's so awesome.
So it must be, I mean, that's a lot of people to deal with, Jeff. Have you lost your mind at all?
Well, we haven't gotten into tech week yet.
Right, so exactly.
We have 60 kids, actually, that we're rotating through, 30 a performance. So,
wow.
That adds a whole other element. And we've had to build out the stage over some of the seating area to accommodate, to make sure that we have room for all of the cast to be able to perform the show. So it's quite the event.
It sounds like an undertaking, and I hope tell people to come out and see it. It opens on November 23rd, Fridays at 8, Saturdays at 3 and 8, Sundays at 3, and it goes through December 9th. Now, we've got a couple of cast members that we want to introduce as well. Let's first welcome Michael Metcalf, who is actually playing Joseph. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, and let's see. Let's welcome Andrzej Nikudinovsky. Nikudinovsky, is that close enough?
Yes, nailed it. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm good. I was really sweating over the last name there, Andrzej.
You did great.
Thank you very much. So, Michael, let's talk a little bit about you first. Tell me about your background. Tell me about your background and how you got into acting and all that cool stuff.
Yeah, so my first show actually that really inspired me to follow this career was Seussical, where I got to play the Cat in the Hat. Everybody's favorite role, right? That was back in high school, a long time ago, and I just fell in love with theater. And then I actually got to do Joseph back in high school. I got to play one of his 11 brothers. So ever since then, I've fallen in love with the show. And I'm very excited doing this with Brightside.
Where are you from, Michael, originally?
So I'm originally from Elgin in Illinois.
Then I went
to New York at AMDA for a little bit of schooling out there, musical theater.
And when did you come to Chicago back?
About a year ago now.
Oh, it's been a year. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
and how many?
Back in the scene here.
You're back, and you're back in the scene, and you get to play the lead. You get to play Joseph. Has it been fun?
Oh, it is a dream come true. Honestly, ever since I first did the show, I was like, "That's a role I want to play. I want to be Joseph."
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you're having fun with all the kids and the huge cast and everything.
Absolutely. I mean, Joseph may be the lead, but he's just the icing on the cake. Right. I mean, it's the cast that really pulls it out. Like, they are the foundation, the brothers, the wives. Honestly, I watch them every night from, just from standing off to the side. And I'm like, these people are amazing. Like, they are bringing it to this show.
That's great. Because it's a high-energy show, and you need that. Yeah.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. From beginning to end. Yep. We start with a bang, and we end with a bang.
Exactly. Now, Andrzej, you're playing the narrator. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Southern California, so this winter so far is really fun, this weather.
It's not even, Andrzej, technically it's not winter
like
yet.
Winter to me. I'm already bundled up.
No. It's been brutal. I mean, I I've lived here my whole life, and it's gotten cold way too soon. Way too soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was not prepared, but I'm doing okay.
How long have you been in Chicago?
Almost 3 years now. It'll be 3 years in February.
Okay. And so tell me some of the shows that you've done and how you got into acting. Have you always wanted to be an actress?
No, absolutely not.
Oh.
So I actually was in high school. I was about 16. And I was actually in marching band doing color guard and decided I didn't want to do it anymore. But it left me with an open elective in school. And the only thing that was open at the time was choir. And I dreaded that because that's where the slackers went to get the extra credit. But it turned out I had a knack for it and I loved it. And my choir teacher actually was kind of like, hey, we're doing the spring musical. I think you'd be really good at it. So my first musical I ever did was Beauty and the Beast, where I was actually Belle.
Wow.
And it was the first time. Yeah, it was pretty cool. And my family, it was the first time they saw me on stage, and they just wept. And I just said, this is a feeling that I want forever. And so I've just been doing it since then. It's been almost 10 years now, which is crazy.
What are some of your favorite roles that you've done?
Recently, I was very fortunate to be Dolores Van Cardi in Sister Act, which is, if you don't know, it's the Whoopi Goldberg of Sister Act, which is very fun.
Yeah.
Dynamite and Hairspray with Brightside was awesome. Maria and the Sound of Music was very fun. Just to name a few.
Yeah. Oh, well, good for you. That's great. That's great. Great, great.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
And Jeff, casting here, was it, this is a really big cast. How did you go about the casting process, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, we always have an open call for all of our shows. And like Andrzej said, she was in Hairspray. And so I kind of had my eye on her and was like, you're auditioning, right? You're auditioning. Yeah, we're going to audition for Joseph. Make sure you audition. Because I just kind of fell in love with her in Hairspray. And it's just it's just her presence on stage and her voice, and she adds so much of that personal feeling that you need to have, because the narrator is that, like, that guide for the audience the night, almost like an MC in some ways, but right. Really their guide through the story. And yes, we had an open call, and Andrés, like, just, of course, as I thought she would, rose above the rest. The big thing is, unfortunately, the show isn't a huge woman-heavy show. We do have five wives, and I've incorporated them on stage probably more so than you normally see in the production, because I feel like they should just be a part of it all the time as well.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it really came down to the dance call. It was just, like, the deciding factor. Like, who are the top dancers that can sing? Mm. And that we think are going to have the stamina and the energy to sing and dance for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And at the very end of the show, probably give the most energy for the mega mix.
Yeah.
So, and then Michael came in, and his vocals just wowed us, and he looks like he could be a young Osmond brother, if you ask me. So it's just kind of a no-brainer, but, I mean, he has a beautiful voice and so talented, and it's a joy to watch him and Andrés on stage every night with rehearsing them.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your musical director and your choreographer. Give them a little shout-out.
Yeah, so our musical director... for this production is John, and he's been with us now for a couple of seasons, and he's really, really great. And our choreographer, Jenny Donahue and I, have been working, I think Cabaret was our first show, which would have been almost 4 or 5 years ago now. And I just love working with both of them. We kind of have like you know how you collaborate with artists and you start to be able to shorthand and,
oh, yeah.
And you can get to that product and get to those ideas, deals quicker and faster and be able to build more. And that's just kind of the partnership that I feel that I have with the two of them right now. And it's been great because, as you know, anyone familiar with the show knows that there's no scenes of like just dialogue. It's all sung through and danced through. So, I got the nice, easy part at times because a lot of choreography had to take place, but Jenny was definitely earning her paycheck for sure.
Yeah.
But, but I just keep my eye on the storytelling is the big thing, because it's so easy, I think, for actors in the show to get wrapped up in the dance and the singing and forget, like, no, we're telling a story here.
Right.
And just kind of really be able to still tell the emotion and everything that's going on in the process of the show and on top of the dancing and singing.
Andrés, what a particular challenge playing the narrator? Because you're kind of like guiding the entire audience through this story.
Yeah, I think, first of all, the show is not easy vocally for the narrator.
Yeah.
I mean, she's really singing from the bottom of the bottom to the top of the top.
Yeah.
So, and then she's also on stage majority of the time. So just keeping that stamina and also connecting emotionally, you know, from song to song and throughout the storyline, I think is a really big thing, and to stay focused on that. And like you said, not getting lost in, you know, the movement and all of that stuff is very important. So it's just a lot to think about when you're that character.
Yeah. And Michael, what are the big challenges about playing Joseph? I mean, obviously, physically, this is an exhausting role, especially you got to build up to the mega mix at the end. I mean, but outside of that, what are some of the things that you love about the role?
Oh, I mean, I think just the character's journey from being kind of like, to me, Joseph is a little conceited at the beginning. Like, you know, he's telling his brothers about all these dreams he's having, and, you know, he gets this new coat from his father. And I think he, by the end of the show, he gets humbled a little bit because he realizes all of this has put him in the predicament. It's, you know, his dreams got him sold as a slave and then thrown into prison. And it's only then that he realizes, well, you know, well, what am I going to do? Well, I'm good at predicting dreams. You know, I'm good at this. And it kind of, I don't know, it's strange, right? Like, he goes through such a journey from beginning to end. And by the end, his brothers are bowing before him, just like he foresaw in his dreams in the beginning.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, it's his way to teach them a lesson, like, oh, I'm going to have a little fun with them. So he's a great character. You know, he's sad and he's happy, but he's also a little bit of a trickster.
Right.
He's just a fun guy to play.
Absolutely. Now, Jeff, tell me about the coat.
The coat.
Yes.
Yeah, so our costume designer is freaking brilliant as well. Shayna and I have been working together for quite some time, too. We actually Secured the coat from our set designer, who happened to have done the show years ago, and he had two of the same coat, which is brilliant because it makes getting that coat around where we need it really easy.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
When there's two of the same coat.
Right.
So it's a great coat. I mean, it's very colorful, and Michael certainly knows how to work every color in that coat when he's up there.
That's important. That is important, I'll tell you. Before we let you guys go, what do you, Jeff, tell us what's coming up for Brightside in the future.
Yeah, so after Joseph, we are going to do Christopher Durain's Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. Mm. And our kids program are going to be doing Fame Junior. And then in June, we are going to do the musical version of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. Got to look forward to that. That's fabulous. All right, well, listen, the show opens not today, but next Friday, because normally when the Brightside Theater joins us, it's usually the night after the end of Tech Week. But that's coming up next week for you guys. But it opens Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, November 23rd. It runs through December 9th at the Brightside Theater, and it's Fridays at 8, Saturdays at 3 and 8, Sundays at 3. Jeff, always a pleasure, and break a leg, you guys. Michael, thank you for joining
me.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Andres, nice to meet you, and I'm glad I didn't butcher your last name.
Me too. You nailed it. Thank you.
Okay. All right, you guys. All right, you guys. Break a leg next week, and have fun. And have fun. Thanks, Jeff, again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right,
there you go. That's Jeff Cass and Michael Metcalf and Andres Nikudinovsky. And they're all part of Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which is playing at the Brightside Theater in Naperville. Check out brightsidetheater.com, and we have a link on our Facebook page. It opens next Friday. All right. There you go. Let's take a quick break here on 720 WGN.